Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Are you a person or a recording?
No, ma'am. I'm a person.
I would like to make a comment. Y'all are going to be going to 1C on February 8th. Have all the people age 75 and older, which is 1B, gotten a vaccine yet? We have people in Madison County who can't even get an appointment yet, and they're over 75, and they want a...
No, ma'am. Everyone over 75 and older, they haven't got it yet. They're still doing appointments for 75 and older. They just, if you pre-register, you just have to wait until the health department gives you a call. The day you actually call and pre-register, the health department in your county gives you a call in the next week to actually schedule you. So the only thing we do on this line is we just and the 855 number, only thing we do is pre-register you and fax the form over to your health department, but you have to wait until your health department gives you a call to schedule you. So they're still scheduling people 75 and older.
Okay, if there are people that are 75 and older that still want a vaccine come February 8th, do they get pushed down to the bottom of the list, or do they still stay above?
No. Yeah, they still stay above.
And all the healthcare workers that qualify for 1A, are they on the top of the list? Do they still, I mean, are y'all still honoring your 1A, 1B, 1C priority?
Yes, ma'am, we are. They're still on top of the list.
Okay, I was just hoping that nobody out of Washington was bullying Alabama. And I hope y'all stay with your, you know, how y'all defined it, which is in the best interest of Alabama, because you can reduce the death rate by about 70% and cut back on the shortage of healthcare professionals by doing what you've done. And I just want to make sure that the people that qualify, and especially our 75 and older, that they're getting their opportunity regardless of race or whatever. So, okay, thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Okay, thank you.